Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. Mixed with blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar for the perfect balance of sweet, salty, and sour every time. Discover legendary taste with Cayman Jack, America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
To Killing Time, hosted by two girls, one Ginger. Here we are once again.
Hello.
Hi, Lex. Hi, Jared.
Hey, gals.
How are you feeling?
Hey, Ginge.
Dude, I'm having a great day.
We're having a good day.
Love today. It's been a great day.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Is it because you had an amazing salad?
An amazing salad. I've just had a great morning.
Better than most?
He's had a stressful morning. He's just trying to push through, you know?
If you just smile...
It starts to feel real.
With like your eyes really big?
You got to fake it till you make it.
If you smile and laugh, it starts to feel real.
You can overcome
anything.
It's
happening in real life. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, just start smiling at yourself in the mirror. You're like, I'm happy, I swear. I'm not depressed. I'm not anxious. I'm
kidding.
Happy.
When I was growing up, my mom did a thing called like laugh therapy, and I would hear her laughing from in her room because it does feel real. It releases the same endorphin.
It sounds like the Joker is like in the
other
room.
I think
just
it's
maniacal laughter coming from her bedroom.
It's got to make you feel nuts.
You're like,
I'm going to try it tonight.
You're like, oh,
I feel like
sad.
It might work on you. You seem like a type of person that would work.
Right now.
Convincing yourself that you're having a good time.
Totally.
You know what did it? And this will do it sometimes. Like if I leave the house and forget something, but I remember at like a pretty convenient time, I'm not too far from home. That whole turning around to go back and get it, like that can just throw off the whole day.
Yeah,
really?
That happened
like
to Jared.
Dopamine hit, like got it, remembered it.
Yeah, which is good. Yeah. And I should have focused on that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I was like, I'm so stupid.
I got to go all the way 6 feet back inside.
Jared literally was like, fuck, and I'm like, what?
We're still home.
And he's like, I forgot to, I'm like, we're literally 2 minutes away from home. You'll be fine. I promise.
Spoiler alert.
I also hate
I'm fine.
Forgetting things.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Which
we're
is
good.
Why I don't
we're
ever,
good.
But men forget things a lot. I can't tell you how often Matt forgets his wallet. I've never seen anything.
Really?
That's shocking. I feel like he would be so on top of that.
Nope. Forgets his wallet, forgets his phone, forgets his keys, forgets
all
the things.
Wow. Interesting.
So, I know.
You remember most things, Jared.
I never
feel like,
forget.
Yeah, you're very responsible.
I'm going to forget.
Too.
Starting now, it's all going to unravel.
I know. You willed it into existence.
Anyway, sorry.
Before we start the podcast, obviously want to remind everybody, if you are watching this, you are on our Patreon. We have video content for our Patreon for all of our Killing Times. So we'd love to have you there.
We're glad you're here. Thanks for being here. Tell your friends. Invite others.
And what else do they get on Patreon, Lex?
Oh, right. So we're going to start doing a lot more multi-part episodes. We used to do them all the time. But if you are on our Patreon, you now will get them all at the same time. We're going to release all of our episodes at once on Patreon. You won't have to wait the next week or even 2 weeks out if we're doing a three-parter.
And then also an extra episode, bonus, full-length true crime story every single week.
Four more episodes per month.
Yeehaw, baby.
That's
and video.
And
look
video.
Look at our faces like you might be right now.
Maybe.
Yeah. And video. But the four episodes a month, and they're all episodes me and Jack are really into because we get to choose them. It's not like first degree OG episodes where they come to us, which we love all of those too, obviously.
Yeah. Obviously.
Obviously.
So join us. Over in the underground.
Yes.
Should we get into the day today?
Yes.
So today is April 27th. It is almost May. Where has the time gone?
I'm uncomfortable.
Holy moly. And we're going to start way back. We're throwing it way back.
Ooh.
to 4977 BC.
Whoa.
Before Jesus?
That is an historic time.
This is, well, it actually wasn't, this didn't happen then, but this was allegedly when the universe was created, according to Johannes Kepler. Now, this guy was a scientist, I think in like the 1500s or something like that. And according to him, that was when the universe was created. I don't know where he got 4977 from. Seems very random, but
this is not our perspective. We don't want any messages being like, you creationists are wrong about when it happened.
Yes, we are not flat earthers over here,
no.
But
we have no idea about anything.
Nope.
But he actually, I think, was one of the first people that actually believed that the earth wasn't the center of the universe. Like, he thought it was the sun, not the sun.
So
but
not
like,
a narcissist.
Not a narcissist. But and then, you know, just a random guy, 4977.
Love that.
Just throw it out there.
Damn.
Yeah. Cool. In 1810, Beethoven composed Fürlis. Is that how you say it?
Fürlis.
I've always said Fürlis.
Fürlis?
Fürlis.
Fürlis.
I knew I was going to pronounce it wrong no matter what.
I heard that as like a dubstep remix the other day.
That would be.
I don't know where I was, but I heard it and I was like, interesting.
You know, I feel like Skrillex could do something with that. Mm. Like, I could see that
or
really.
Or your future ex could.
Or your future ex, which is us, that we need to really get on.
I thought
on.
You were talking about me.
Yeah, you're out here.
I was like, I could.
No, you're a member.
You're just getting married to get divorced.
Yes. We want the drama.
Yeah, we need some drums. In 1887, George Thomas Morton performed the first U.S. operation to remove an appendix.
Ooh, hey. Wow.
Something that I have had done.
You have.
Thanks to George Thomas Morton.
And you know what? Your doctor thought the pain you were experiencing was just from McDonald's.
Yes, this is a true story.
Thanks to Jay Mort. We know.
Thanks to Dr. Morton.
There, we can
just yank that little thing right out.
Yank it out. We don't need it.
No big deal.
Don't need it. And then the last dark day before we go into the one I want to talk about. In 1986, surrounding areas from Chernobyl were evacuated due to the obvious Chernobyl disaster.
Jeez. Yeah, that's sad.
So those were some pretty dark days. And before I get into this, you know, I was like searching the internet and I found a website that gives you quotes that were said on the day.
What?
So I'd like to give you guys a quote.
I would love that.
Please.
You'll really
it.
Like this. It's not a dark quote, but it's just a quote you can take with you as a listener.
Let's do something
Indulge
with
us.
This.
Because it's about music and I actually really resonated with this.
Okay. I do like music.
It's by Tom Petty. Oh.
I do like Tom Petty.
So on April 27th, some year, didn't say the year. I hope this isn't just a website that gives you a random quote
I
for
love
the day.
This. I hope it is.
I think he said it on an April 27th. He said, "Music is probably the only real magic I've encountered in my life. There's not some trick involved in it. It's pure and it's real. It moves, it heals, it communicates and does all these incredible things." I love that quote.
That's a great quote.
It's a really good quote.
There's one other magic thing.
What?
Dogs.
Dogs. Oh.
Literally, I saw who is the guy who always talks about physics, but he's an actor.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's not an actor.
He's not an actor.
He's just a physicist?
Well, he's
like a celebrity.
Yeah, but
maybe
from,
he is an actor.
No.
Whatever. Well, he's something else maybe. Besides a scientist because that man is on every TV station every
he's
time
just,
I turn
he's
on.
He's just very personable and like lays things out in layman's terms and thought provoking. Yeah.
Right. And he did that about dogs on TikTok the other day and just talked about them being creatures that just ooze joy and selflessness. And I was like, music and dogs.
Music and dogs. I'm in on that.
Great.
I thought you were going to like bring up a Chris Angel trick or something.
Nope.
I was like, yes.
That's Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Okay. So the real dark day that we're going into, and I love how this leads to True Crime Rewind. Like this is, I love
this.
April 27th, 1997, Andrew Cunanan begins his killing spree. And if that name sounds familiar to you, he was the Versace killer. The quotes, he killed Gianni Versace.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, he killed five other people.
Yes.
So do you want to learn a little bit about his killing spree?
Yes.
Yes,
but I watched Darren Criss, maybe in his most brilliant acting ever.
Oh, so good.
When it was, what is American Crime Story? Or
yeah.
So good.
Yeah, highly recommend. Good. He did such a good job playing him.
Yes, please tell us
talented.
Everything.
Talented.
Okay, so Andrew, 1997, he's from San Diego, but he like lied to all of his friends and said he was moving up to San Francisco, but instead he flies to Minnesota. Now, I don't know why he did this, he did. And he went to go meet up with this guy that he had kind of casually dated named David Madsen. And on April 27th, another one of their acquaintances named Jeffrey Trail comes to meet up with them. After this, this meetup, nobody really knows what happens, but Andrew ends up beating Jeffrey to death with a claw hammer. Then goes and kills David Madsen with one shot to the head. And I find this really interesting because the mode of...
It's completely different.
You have to talk near Mike.
It's completely different. Other than it being impulsive and someone he was involved with.
Exactly. Like, totally different. So then he goes on this killing spree. His next victim, he takes the one guy's Jeep, drives to Chicago, where he finds his next victim, a 72-year-old millionaire named Lee Miglin. And he was bound by duct tape, stabbed with gardening shears, and then killed when he cut his throat with a saw. So again, another completely different...
Totally.
Wow.
Then he drives this guy's Lexus, kills his fourth victim, escapes with that victim's car. So he's like killing somebody, taking their car, killing somebody, taking their car. Then the FBI has this huge manhunt on him. He's on the 10 most wanted list, press, blah, 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 blah. And it ends July 15th when he kills Gianni Versace outside of his mansion. And then I think he ends up taking his own life after that.
Yes.
So that's kind of the story behind him. Crazy.
Quite a story.
Yeah. Oh my God.
But what I loved is this article that I was reading about it. It said, in the end, Cunanan lived up to his high school classmates' billing as a student most likely not to be forgotten.
Yeah.
So that's fucking crazy.
Whoa. That's ominous.
Yeah. Because it's like, what could he have been? And you know what? This whole time I thought it was going to say most likely to be forgotten until I read that.
Which also could have been equally as detrimental.
That's true. But yeah, I just thought that was like such a crazy little.
Such a disturbing crime spree. And when you see the shows that they do about it, showing, and I don't know if it's an artistic sort of interpretation, but his obsession with Versace is sort of what it was culminating in, right? Like he was so fixated on. He wanted to be like an out man who was still successful. And, you know, he was very aspirational and it was turned really dark for him. And it's a very sad story.
It's such a crazy story.
Yeah.
But because of that, most likely to, you know, thing.
Not be forgotten.
I thought, you know what? We should do some superlatives later.
Okay.
Ooh.
Like a most likely to sort of a thing.
And I love this.
And you can do it at home with your friend group. I always think these are so funny because I think they're so easy to like pick one of us out most likely to.
I was nominated for one in high school and did not win.
What were you nominated for?
Best eyes.
Ooh. Oh,
but I lost.
Did the person you lose to have good eyes?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Janelle Metz.
Beautiful girl.
Shout out.
No, she's beautiful then. She's beautiful now.
Alex, don't sell yourself short here.
Thanks, Joe.
Were you ever nominated for a superlative or win one?
Probably biggest idiot.
That's true. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Biggest idiot at the high school.
Biggest dummy.
I won.
I had one.
You won?
Well, I kind of made it up for myself. I was on yearbook, so I threw myself in there.
I was on yearbook. They didn't let us do that.
Oh, my God. I threw... My whole high school yearbooks, I'm in it like 100 times each year.
I am too because I was on yearbook, but I couldn't pick a superlative.
Mine was most likely to be at a concert.
That's
obviously
pretty good. You would have won that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember if people actually voted, if they're just like, oh, take that.
I have a humble brag from sophomore year.
What?
You gonna tell us?
Yeah. So I had like a local band, like a high school band.
Sure.
What was their name again?
We had many names. At this point, we possibly were still called Bad Motivation.
Yes.
Love that.
Such a high school band name.
Naughty.
So we played the auditorium like at lunchtime.
You which did?
Was, people threw sandwiches. It was bad.
But are you serious?
What?
It was fun. No, it was fun. But like
it
one.
It was all in good fun.
One asshole throws something and then it's like.
Tomato,
it's
tomato.
Yeah. So whatever. we were pretty good. And whatever. Yearbook comes out. And I flipped to page 2, and it's a picture of a full page color picture of me from that show, like at lunch.
Uh-huh.
Is a sandwich that was in it?
No. Luckily, no sandwich, but it was like redemption.
He's like, it's like sitting him in the face.
Yeah.
A tuna sandwich smearing
Holy
across
shit.
Your cheek.
I know. It definitely like brought that back up in my mind, but it was kind of cool.
Did he look
like,
cool?
Oh, yeah. It was tight.
You did?
Yeah, it was really cool.
I want to see it.
I remember being like so
stoked.
Where
is your yearbook?
I could find it. It's somewhere.
All right.
It's really funny.
I know.
Though.
I want to see your yearbook picture.
We should actually have an episode where we do like yearbook show and tell.
Yes.
We should. Have you seen that trend on TikTok where there's like a song that goes with it and it like goes to the person's yearbook picture and then shows them now?
No, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah, we should do that.
I need a way to get back into TikTok.
That's right.
It's been a while for me.
Well, that's how we're going to get back into
superlatives.
All right. Well, when we come back, well, we're going to get into superlatives a little bit later, but before then, we've got some bitching to do.
Please rise. Court is now in session.
All rise.
Call the first witness.
How do you plead? Guilty or not guilty?
All right. Welcome to On the Stand. Every week, we bring a person, place, thing, or an idea to the stand. We're either loving or hating this week. We have a healthy discussion about it. Vote if it's guilty or not guilty. Bring it to Instagram. You vote if it's guilty or not guilty. And then, of course, we have a listener on the stand. And by listener, I mean Alexis's boyfriend, allegedly. We have a video to play. So if you're watching right now on Patreon, you'll see his pretty little mug.
Oh, my God.
And he wouldn't film it. I was like, will you film it for me? Because I was like, he's like, I got one. I want to submit today. I was like, film it. He's like, not till you leave.
Oh, my God.
So I
would do the
seen
same
it
thing.
Yet either.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope he's nude.
Me too.
Should we play his first or do we want to do his last?
Let's do his first. Okay. Because it'll set the tone.
Okay, right. Let's go.
All right, shall we?
I have an on the stand that Alexis told me to call in. So today, I want to talk about fast food mascots and in particularly the Hamburglar. I know that fast food mascots, they are by nature nonsensical and mostly a tool for marketing to kids. But I cannot figure out the logic of why the Hamburglar is friends with Ronald McDonald. The Hamburglar's whole shtick is that he steals hamburgers. Ronald McDonald sells hamburgers. Where did they meet? How did this happen? I've been thinking about this since I was like 10 years old, and I'm in my mid-30s and I still cannot wrap my head around this. So I'm putting on the stand the Hamburglar just as a character, as a concept. And I think that you'll all find him guilty because his very name suggests criminal intent. We also have years of his crimes well-documented in commercial form. So I think guilty. I think Ronald McDonald needs better friends. Why isn't Ronald McDonald and Jack from Jack in the Box friends? They both sell hamburgers. They both are clowns. There's some overlap here. I don't know. It's worth exploring. But yeah, Hamburglar, guilty.
I guess I always just thought that the Hamburglar was a bad influence on Ronald McDonald. Mm. However, right in front of my very eyes, I did not realize... He was
bleeding
him dry.
He was taking advantage of Ronald McDonald right in the public view.
He was just
I feel like Jack's
in.
Googling it.
I'm seeing if they have any history that we have for the Hamburglar. But I'm kind of wondering, like, is it like an inside job that could be happening?
What I'm
Ronald
wondering,
and Hamburglar working together under the table sort of a deal.
How does that work, though? Because he's just stealing burgers from his buddy.
But maybe he's stealing them and then he's doing like an insurance payout and then they're sharing the burgers
also,
at the end.
Do we have confirmation that he was stealing from McDonald's
Can
or was
I
he going to Burger
question?
King?
Can I ask a question?
Ooh, good idea.
Is Grimace a butt plug?
Wow. Wow.
What is he?
He kind of is.
Like,
who else is shit? What else is shaped
what,
like that?
He's a sex toy of some kind.
Wait, I need to have another look.
Now
what
we need to find
Grimace?
Out. You know what I'm afraid to Google, but I know...
That he's Grimace.
Well, you know, back in the day when they were doing all this shit, there were so many weirdos that were the ones.
Like Blue's Clues guy.
Oh,
Blue's,
no, he's not. Steve is still doing good shit.
Steve is.
Love Steve. Sorry.
Defend Steve.
Steve is an icon, and I think he's
what
safe.
I meant was.
Oh, my God. Okay. If you Google Grimace McDonald's, the fifth picture.
Is a butt plug.
Is a butt plug. He is in the shape of a butt plug.
He's a butt plug.
He's so cute, though.
Or he's like a gumdrop or
I
something.
I think he's a butt plug, and I think I never noticed that.
Yeah,
me and Matt had this conversation today because this came up.
Yeah,
that's actually very very interesting.
I mean, mm-hmm. Back to Matt's video though, I never really thought
wrong.
About it like that, and like you're right. And
well, this
I think
seems like an abusive relationship between Ronald and Hamburglar.
Yeah,
but then we Googled and we found out they phased Ronald out a while ago.
Wait, Ronald's not there anymore?
Have you ever seen him in a commercial?
Clowns are...
Well, I haven't seen any of the players.
All they do is, I'm loving it. They don't really use any of their friends.
Just McDonald's is... I mean, it's a good... Everything has gotten very, like, sterile. Yeah. I don't think any of the characters aren't a part of McDonald's anymore.
I miss them.
Me too. They should bring them back. But I've had a little interesting...
Still fucked up over Grimace.
Yeah. Yes.
I have an interesting fact about the Hamburglar. It said when he was first introduced, the Hamburglar was an older gentleman with a pointy nose and gray hair. He also wore a white t-shirt with the cryptic phrase lone jogger on it, which he was referred to.
I'm sorry, what?
This sounds like the first Mickey who was creepy. Yeah.
That nickname was never explicitly explained, though one can presume he was simply running alone in a pursuit of more burgers.
Lone jogger?
Honestly, I feel that.
Kind of weird.
Kind of dark.
Running alone in pursuit of more burgers.
I'm going to get you a lone jogger shirt.
I would wear that.
I know.
Yeah.
Because now you have a backstory.
If you give me the whatever the thing was. Is
the bandit?
The little mask. Yeah.
The bandit-like mask.
Yeah.
I'll get that for you, Jared.
Okay.
Good costume.
We should be the Hamburglar.
And a burger.
And a burger.
A sexy burger in the Hamburglar for Halloween.
I would say Ronald McDonald, but yes, that works.
Oh, my God. You need to be Ronald.
I'll be Ron.
You'll be the burglar.
Hamburglar.
Be the giant
sexy burglar.
And you can be Grimace.
No, thanks.
Sorry, someone's got to
be a sexy French fry.
Somebody's got to be the butt plug.
Nope, sexy not going to be French me. Fry. You know what? I'll dress up my dog as a sexy butt plug. Okay. He's a little short.
Yeah.
Aww. He's a little gumdrop.
That's cute. Wait, how many other McDonald's characters are there? Was there like the whole
Oh, yeah. Name? There's like, isn't there
like... There's the fries. There's some nugs. We literally had this conversation this morning. But...
We're just talking about the main characters.
I think that the burglar is guilty.
Guilty.
I'm going to say not guilty. I feel like you might be misunderstood. Yeah.
We don't have all the facts, but we do have a lot of evidence.
I wish I had time to really do a research, but maybe we can bring it back
Matt
for a different
episode.
Said there's
the evidence all over the internet.
He's
I'll have
right.
to find
the
it. Thefts.
Maybe, yeah.
He's guilty. I think we need to lock him up.
I'm going
to
say not guilty.
All right.
Did you want to go? Because yours has to do with that.
Yeah, I'll go next. So this whole idea about like food logos or fast food logos, what I really hate is when I'm pulling up to a delicious restaurant that serves chicken and then their logo is a chicken. Like, I don't want an anthropomorphized, is that what it's called, or personified? What
yeah,
is
yeah,
it
yeah.
like I don't want
you know what I mean? You don't want to be reminded that you're what you're doing.
I don't even want to eat like an apple where the logo is like cuties make me feel weird, you know, because they're like the cuties logos are like little cuties.
With like penises.
Oh my God, I'm supposed to eat this now?
Yeah, they're delicious.
Well, now apparently plants have feelings and they scream when you mistreat them. So it's like everything is, according to something I found on Instagram.
As someone who is in a very domestic.
Oh, fuck Jerry Post, I think.
I'm in a domestic partnership with a vegan. I've never seen a man throw more plants away in such a savage, cold fashion. They'll be like, we'll have a ficus or a pathos with one crinkled leaf. And he's like, trash. I was like, what? I've had that plant for 5 years. He's like, we'll get another one for $2.
Wow.
Can't believe it.
It might be compassion. I don't know.
It might be putting them down.
Putting them out of their misery. I'm like trying to hold on to this plant that I've had for like 6 years that does not grow.
Like, maybe we should put it outside. And then now it's outside. And it's like,
It's dead.
Yeah. It's like hell.
It is dead. But like, well, I can't throw it away. So it's just going
to
sit dying on my
plant. You gave it to me and it's outside on the porch of her office.
Being
right
beautiful.
Now.
We are not supposed
living.
To have, her and I are not supposed to have plants. Because well,
you're worse than I am.
We'll be like, it's dying. I'll be like, what do we do? We both don't know. So we're
what do
like,
we do?
Maybe more water. And then
Jared
we
told
that.
Me that you should put ice cubes in plants.
Yeah, that's for small plants.
No. Well, sure. If you don't want to if you don't have drainage at the bottom, that's the purpose of that. So that the water doesn't like sog.
But I was like, doesn't that shock their system?
Eh.
I don't think it does.
I've been doing it and I have been watching. We have one plant, the one that has almost been dead the whole time.
And it's alive.
And it has 5 new leaves.
That plant is healing.
It's healing. I watch it every morning. I'm like, oh, it's opening up a little bit more.
An accidental green thumb.
You guys are basically parents.
Yes.
It's already
basically,
here.
Give me a child. I'm
if
ready
this
to go.
Plant makes
you guys
it through.
Have
I
this.
Think we're ready for the next big step.
Same. Oh my gosh.
Adopting me.
Yeah.
Okay. So logo. Yeah. See, I agree. I don't even like to eat meat that like is
too cute.
Well, you know, I don't
too authentic.
I don't like
honest meat.
Yeah, I want my
nugget.
Meat. I want my meat to be as far away from what the animal started as. Like,
what
I can't
about,
have a bone. I don't want anything like that.
Do you like a dinosaur shaped nugget?
Yes,
that's probably the ideal food.
Perfect.
For you. Yeah, because it looks like something totally different.
McDonald's doesn't make those, so no.
Well, that's what I do like the Carl's Jr. stars.
You do?
Yeah,
I love just a OG nugget. I don't want any other nuggets except for McDonald's.
I mean, I don't either, but like I do. But I do.
I bring a rotisserie chicken home and I go in barehanded. So
yeah,
with the sourdough
with
boule.
A piece of bread. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to do that this weekend at the Ren Fair.
That's right.
Oh, man.
I'm going to get a turkey leg too.
We should get a
blindfold.
See, a turkey
leg freaks me out, but I'll have like a little bit.
Can we eat them together? Can Matt and Jack stay together and you and me go off and eat turkey legs?
No, I want a part of the turkey leg.
I don't want to be seen.
What if we get photographed? What if we get photographed though, and that like comes out?
That's fine.
Like, we like snuck away.
I did it with my dad once. We did turkey legs. It was so great.
Mm, that sounds so good. Okay, I'm going to say guilty for logos that are too honest.
Too animal.
Two animals.
I think guilty too. I don't want to be reminded of.
Well, even like with the Chick-fil-A with the cows.
I hate it. I was like, I don't want to be reminded that I eat cows. Mm. Also, we've been eating veggie burgers a lot with hella cheese on it. But like, I don't feel good about that. And I don't like this idea of like eat this animal and not the animal. I already feel bad about it, but I'm still going to do it. So please don't, if you want me to spend my money with you, don't show me.
Yeah. Ignorance is bliss, baby. Yeah.
And I don't feel good about it, people. No one does.
We don't want to cutesy up the food chain like
No, I want to be like satiated and get enough protein, but I don't want to feel bad about it.
I feel that. Yeah, guilty.
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 Okay, today I am putting on the stand Trader Joe's parking lots.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what the fuck it is. It doesn't matter where you are, if you're in the middle of downtown LA or if you are in the most remote suburb. I don't know what they do at these parking lots that they make them so it is so hard to get in, so hard to get out, and it's always a clusterfuck.
Yes, yes.
The way that they like make the spaces that they're angled or something, like
they are angled.
It always seems like it's created on purpose to cause absolute chaos.
There's always like a cement island in the middle for some reason, and it's like then you can't get your cart even if you find a spot. You have to go around the island to get to your car.
I've got a big problem with the one by us because has a lane, both lanes. these ones don't have the angled parking. They're just like the straight. And those are normally
which makes it even harder because the aisle is so fucking thin.
But normally those aisles, you can go this way or this way. So, but you know how the angled lanes, you can only go one way down those aisles.
Sure.
However, these ones are one ways. So, but you have no way of knowing which way you're supposed to be going.
Right.
So there's no like good indicator. So then you're getting honked at because you turned down this thing, but there's no sign. I think it's on purpose.
I think it's on purpose too.
I think they want their store to feel exclusive. Like if you can't handle the parking lot,
like a little market. They want it to feel like something you go to every day. That's why it's like their food expires fast. They want you to eat it that night. They want you to come back tomorrow for tomorrow's meal. Mm-hmm. They want it to feel like you pop in, you pop out. Like it's like a farmer's market.
I know, but they make it so stressful to park there.
Probably because the deals are so good.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what it is.
You just drank this wine. How good is it?
No, I know. It's great.
That's why I have 8 bottles at home, and they make me work for it because I got to go.
You got to
get through that parking lot.
Yep.
I have anxiety every time we go there because of the parking situation. But it's the same in Orange County, like by my parents' house. They live in the suburbs.
It's also incredible.
It's worth it.
Yes.
It's worth it, but it's crazy, and I need to know the science behind it because it's obviously on purpose.
And their wine prices are the best. Like, you
they
can't
are.
Get,
yeah.
like, even brand name wine, like the wine my stepmom likes is Sonoma Cutrer. It's like $10 cheaper than anywhere else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like their wine's the best. Like, they do things really well, but then their produce, not so much.
Mm.
It's no secret that they're doing great things over there at Trader Joe's.
We did get the pickle pups.
We got the pickle pups.
Did you try them yet?
Yeah, they're really
good. Did you like them?
Yeah,
so hell good. Yeah.
They're good the for like two. The... You don't want five.
I made four.
Jared wants five.
Jared wants five.
I made four, but we split them. But then she only had one and then I had three.
That sounds about right.
That's kind of how we
guess what I knew
food.
That was going to happen.
Yeah,
so.
That sounds like the golden ratio.
It is. It is how we work.
Yep.
Yeah, fourth and three fourths.
This is true.
Trader Joe's parking lot's guilty, but Trader Joe's not guilty.
I'm going to say not guilty because I feel like that's the trial I have to go through to prove that I'm worthy to go in the store.
And I was going to say, I think that they do this on purpose to create this chaos that it is like it's creating this need and this
demand. We all need to get in here. And they're not on Instacart. They are exclusive. They're not on Instacart. They're not on like any delivery. You got to go in and sometimes they're out of the stuff you want. Pickle Pups, there was like post in the, I'm in a Trader Joe's Facebook group.
Oh my God.
With like 30,000 people, maybe 100,000, something insane.
Yeah.
There was a pickle pup shortage, so you should consider yourself.
Oh my god!
Wait, we finished ours.
We have to join this.
I know.
This is, sounds like even better than the apartment.
There's probably
one.
Some.
Listen, now
packs.
That I know you're on Facebook, I'm gonna add you to this.
Yeah.
It's Trader Joe's Meals for His Busy People, is what it's called.
Oh, you know what they don't have anymore that I'm so pissed about is.
Do you love this?
I love this, dude. I'm so excited.
It's every Trader Joe's hack and like every good thing they make.
They're out of the caramelized onion little cheese puff. Things.
Oh, you're talking about the puff pastry ones?
Yeah, they don't sell those anymore.
With the brie?
Yes.
Are you sure? They'll be back.
They'll be back. They're so good.
I hope so. They're my favorite.
They're like the Gruyere. Yeah. I mean,
nothing better. I mean, delicious.
Their appetizer section is top notch.
And there's nothing like it.
And there's like, your eyes don't know where to look because there's like, down here it's like freezer stuff and up here it's like cookie butter and then up here it's like chocolates and then up here there's like, it's so awesome. It's so
And they're all so good. You're like, do I start at the ground and move my way up or do I go left to right?
Whatever your thing is though, they're naan that you put in the toaster, incredible.
They're naan rules.
They're dumplings, incredible. They're like Thai noodles, incredible. They're orange chicken. Like there's nothing, they're coconut shrimp. There's nothing they do bad in the appetizer section.
I got a,
so good.
I got a slice of their vacuum sealed like salmon and it was great. Like,
they
really,
do
really
it's
good
stuff.
Fresh.
Just their produce goes bad fast.
Yeah.
That's their thing. But that's how they can afford good prices. This is not an ad.
Love
that's
you
right,
TJ.
Baby. I know that's too much Trader Joe's.
I'm going to Trader Joe's when we leave after I pick up my medication.
All right.
Sounds good.
Not guilty. I mean guilty.
Not guilty for me.
Not guilty.
Jared.
It's to weed out the week. That's what they do.
That's right.
They make it hard for the week to go.
That's right.
Yep.
Jared?
I'll keep mine simple today. This one's for you, Jack.
Oh.
I'm putting sandwiches for dinner
okay. On
the stand.
Okay.
Because, and I'm excluding hamburgers from this discussion.
No, you're talking
guilty
about,
or not guilty?
Well, he hasn't
prosecuted.
I'm
sort of just looking for feedback here, but I think I am prosecuting this.
Prosecuting.
I think it is guilty.
Guilty.
Yeah.
That's not a dinner. That's
a sandwich
that's
to
a
me
lunch.
Is a lunch item.
I know, but
that's a lunch.
But I would like to argue this a little bit, just so you can see my point.
Yeah.
And I feel like lunch is an on-the-go kind of meal, right?
Yeah.
A handheld is a perfect midday thing because you're still in the middle of everything. Dinner is like a sit-down and enjoy.
A crust is an extension of your hand.
Yes. Yes. Like, that would be my superpower. Like, my hand, like, starts
sandwich
to...
hand.
Yeah. Sandy hands.
He's got sandy hands.
So the delicious mayo doesn't get right onto the skin, you know?
Oh, dude. Yeah. But, so, there's tradition... And
Sandy hands.
Actually, that might be a product. We might not want to get into this too much on this episode, but
patent
Sandy
pending.
Hands would be like a
patent pending.
Yeah, it's just,
sandwich
it's just
hands.
Gloves. It's just gloves.
Bread gloves.
Yeah, bread gloves. Oh my god, that's so good. Anyways, my whole thought here is like, so we do in the Vanek Monaco household. We do once a week. We call it Monday Mikes, where we just go to
Jersey
Mike's.
No, it's called Mike's Mondays.
I call it Monday Mikes. So we go and get Jersey Mike's.
You've never called it Monday Mikes before. It's literally Mike's Mondays.
He just says it in his head, and that's the first time we said to say it out loud.
Either way, I'm just going along with it, because I think we should do it for lunch. But we do it for dinner.
Yeah.
Okay? So she'll get hyped on it for like 2 days.
Do you get like a hot sandwich? Can you put a meatball and some
you
marinara?
Can, you
I've
can,
been trying to get
that's
Jared
a dinner
to get
sandwich.
The
but
hot
the
sandwiches.
The problem is that their turkey is so good
it's
that
so
I have not been able to order anything
you
else.
You need to get a hot sandwich and then it'll feel like dinner.
I think this is the solution. And I think this
or
is...
Or a panini.
A panini.
No, their Philly cheesesteak sandwiches are
like
literally
dinner.
Fucking amazing.
That would feel like dinner.
It
You're
would.
Just getting a cold Sandy and that's not hitting your spot.
But see, here's the thing. Is the great thing about the Philly cheesesteak, if you do it right... There's not two pieces of bread. It's one piece of bread with like a hinge. And for me, that solves the whole issue. And it's no longer guilty.
Okay, anyways.
Because it has to be two pieces of bread to be guilty?
It feels more sandwichy to me.
What's guilty?
But a burger feels like dinner. Because
yes,
it's hot.
It does.
And that's two pieces.
Yeah.
And if you're at McDoink's, there's a middle piece of bread in your Big Mac.
Yeah, that's true. There's three pieces of bread.
Yeah, which is like insane. You'd never do that on your like sandwich for lunch. Your,
no,
like,
we're sandwich. Not gluttons all the time.
Yeah, that's dinner.
Well, here is my, this is a personal preference for me because my biggest meal of the day is dinner. Like that's where I like really
shine.
That's where I shine. Like I usually have a smaller lunch and like my dinner is what I look forward to.
I know
to.
This.
And sandwiches are my favorite meal in the entire world. So I do take the dinner sandwich seriously because I've been thinking about it all day. I'm going to savor the moment. We sit down, we watch our reality TV. Like it's a whole thing. It is a dinner platter, if you will. for me.
What about a croque madame? Like, is that a breakfast?
Ooh, a croque madame.
Oh. But like, you know, that's a breakfast sandwich, you know, with a like ham and cheese, well, see, a little egg.
I don't know why people don't think
we're
going to
get into some
dinner.
Weird territory here, because I'll do breakfast any time of the day.
Yeah.
That for me, that anything goes. Yeah. Breakfast sandwich, lunch, dinner.
I have eggs
care.
For dinner sometimes.
All the time.
But warm. Whatever. I think you're missing the heat. In the
yeah,
dessert.
I think
heat,
it's
that's
the
what I'm
heat.
Saying. Heat is
yes.
the element. It's
I've been
not even
trying
the bread.
To get him to get a hot sandwich.
A skillet sandwich or an open face.
Yes, and scratch what I said about the bread hinge. That doesn't matter. It's the heat.
Open
that's
face.
That's what really matters.
So we're getting some Philly cheesesteak sandwiches next time
or
we go there.
Maybe
next Monday,
yes. A pot pie.
Love that.
Oh. Just like bready yeah. things and a more but mixture.
God, what's better
of
than a pot pie?
Holy
God, it
crap!
Pie's delicious.
Do they make handheld pot pies?
I
That'd
bet you
be
they do at the Run Fair.
Oh my God!
I bet you they make a hot pocket pot pie.
Dude, nothing sounds worse than a fucking pot pie at the Run Fair. It's gonna be so hot
when it's 95 degrees.
I'm gonna be sweating just, the whole time.
It's just like chalky, like roux, like
ew.
Gravy. It's like 100 degrees
How
outside.
Do you know what roux is?
I don't
what,
even
a
know
cook
that.
Now?
Wait, that's the second time you've talked about roux in the past like 2 days.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it is.
Roux is like the base of a soup or a gravy.
Oh.
Matt talks about it a lot. It must be a guy
thing. Yeah, it's definitely like a, yeah, you're trying to. Anyways, I'm going to say.
Jeez, my bad.
Sandwiches for dinner is not guilty.
Yes.
Guilty. Guilty. Unless it's a hot sandwich.
All right.
I don't want a cold sandwich for dinner either.
You'll come back to this, Jared, after you try hot Sandy.
We'll see.
For I agree. Like a meatball sandwich, this will change everything for you.
I need the heat.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, when we come back, it's time for some superlatives.
Escape to Ocean City, Maryland, and discover a place that just feels lighter, where every day feels like Saturday and French fries are a food group, where flip-flops are always in fashion, and seafood is always in season, where the boardwalk is bustling and the beach is right outside your door, where you can rise with the tide and feel like a kid again. Ocean City, Maryland, somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
Tired of fighting your kids to make their bed? Say hello to Betty's. The unique design lets your kids make their bed with just a zip. Our patented bedding includes everything you need, a fitted sheet, top sheet, and comforter in one seamless piece that zips together. Kids love the feeling of accomplishment when they can make their bed by themselves every day. Make your mornings easier and visit beddies.com. That's BEDDYS.com.
It's almost summer, and the best and most sustainable way to shop for a new season is on TheRealReal.com. The RealReal is the largest and most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. It's the only place you'll find brands like Hermès, Cartier, Prada, Dior, Staud, Zimmermann, Jacquemus, and more for up to 90% off retail. 10,000 plus new arrivals land every single day from hundreds of brands you love, all authenticated by a team of in-house experts. Whether it's that perfect wedding guest look, a new summer sandal, an updated beach tote, resort wear for your summer vacation, you're bound to find exactly what you're looking for, plus deals you won't get anywhere else on TheRealReal.com. Visit TheRealReal.com and use code FIRST at checkout for 20% off. Terms apply.
Yeah, it's rewind time.
Okay, so this will be short and sweet because we're running late. But
doing great. This is the most organic laughter I've had in a while.
I'm so happy to bring you some laughter.
Is this fun?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
No Adderall necessary.
That's right. She's living.
She's
just
out of
like
her shell.
I'm just. This is my real self.
Yep. This is. Yeah, I love it. Okay, so
you're like a turtle between shells right now.
That's right.
Yeah.
She's coming out, experiencing life. Yeah. Okay, so the first one is most likely to get an embarrassing tattoo.
That would be me.
And Jared.
I've got some.
Alexis
only
is.
I want more. That's the difference.
Okay.
Like, but I don't think.
Embarrassing ones?
I don't have embarrassing tattoos.
I mean, your tramp stamp was kind of embarrassing.
It's gone. I had it removed in a very painful process that Jack witnessed.
I was there for that.
Bummer.
And then I. Yeah, I know.
Now.
I kind of miss it. I saw something on TikTok with a girl with a tramp stamp. I'm like, God.
And
well, because you know Gen Zs are getting them
I had that feeling again. Like, I wanted
it. Yeah, get it back.
Because I But the reason I got it in the first place is because I watched the Try Me River video that Justin Timberlake did when he broke up with Britney Spears. And it was like, it tricked me into wanting one.
Yeah.
And suddenly on TikTok, I want it again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm like, I can't put it back now that I've had it removed.
Could you imagine if you get it redone?
Yes, you can.
The exact same one. They go over all the same lines.
I could get a better one.
You could get a better one.
Wait, are they sexy now? Like,
I'm going to go with no, but I don't want to deter anybody.
I think they're a certain look.
I think it
depends. Am I going for that look?
Yeah.
No. I am?
I think so.
It depends on your vibe. Like, if I found out, like, Michelle Obama had one.
You'd be into
it. I'd be like.
You know who probably has one?
I can. Okay.
Dolly Parton.
Ooh, I heard Dolly Parton's
she's
tatted
sleeve.
Up.
Yeah, because she's tatted up. I bet she has a tramp stamp.
Does she always wear long sleeves?
Yeah.
She hides
Nobody's ever seen her tattoos.
I've never noticed that.
I love that about her.
I know.
What a mystery lady. What a minx.
A mistress.
No, I'm definitely open to getting more tattoos. I wanted you to draw one for me. I said that me and Matt could get matching ones, and he's like, it's bad luck. I was like, I'll take that gamble, but not everyone wants to.
Take the gamble. What's the worst that could happen?
What is the worst? People break up all the time.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Yeah, just make sure
tattoo.
Jared's going to get a tattoo when we get married.
Are you going to get one?
No.
Yes,
well, that doesn't seem fair.
Is.
No, I'm not. I don't have any tattoos. I'm not a tattooed person.
Get like a white one.
I mean, maybe a white one.
Like a teeny tiny, like something.
Get
so
me.
Small.
Get
the thing
me,
is, I could just get a little J.
A little, something teeny tiny,
get
whatever.
Get me as a little new
That literally,
cherub.
If you needed to get it removed, it would take 2 sessions and be 1 second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You don't have to. I'm not going to.
Whatever.
There's no pressure.
I think it'd be fun.
Yeah.
Take a chance.
Take a chance on love.
I'll get a tank that you draw for me. Who cares?
Well, I'm going to draw his, but yeah. Maybe.
You can always get it removed.
I drew one for someone once. It was a potato wearing a cowboy hat, and it said yeehaw.
Someone did that?
What? Yeah, one of my buddies.
That's a good friend.
It's on his ankle. It's not like, it's really funny. It actually turned out awesome. Like, when I saw it, I was like, maybe
I did this. I'm a tattoo artist.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's like a little lumpy potato.
Maybe we should all get tattoos when we go to Europe.
Ooh, maybe. Ooh, that would be fun. Okay, next is most likely to eat something off the ground. I think that's Jared. I feel like you don't even believe.
Nothing further to add.
I know.
I'm just down.
Yeah.
Most likely to give their kid an unusual name.
Jack.
Jack, me. 100%.
My kids are having weird names too, though.
Not as weird as what ours
were. Mine have been vetoed already, and we're not even like.
God, I've had so many names vetoed.
We might as well name
Wolfgang.
I love the name Wolfgang still.
What about the name Vito?
Vito?
Yep.
Well, you have a friend called Vito.
I do have a friend called Vito.
So what about Danny DeVito?
DeVito.
What about DeVito?
DeVito's not
DeVito.
Bad.
DeVito.
Davide.
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 Love Island.
Italian David. Davide.
Okay. Next is most likely to get arrested for urinating in public. I think that could probably go to any of us.
I have no problem. Like, I grew up in the woods. I have no, like, I'd have to walk home from my bus stop for like 30 minutes. I've peed in the woods. I have no problem with this. Between cars, like,
oh, yeah.
I'm not afraid. I'm not going to suffer pee my pants. Like, it's not going
to
happen.
Having to pee really bad is one of the most bad feelings.
And most universally understood feelings. So, anyone who's judging us, you would do it too.
I think maybe it's me because I just have the element of stealth.
That's true.
Being a man.
But with a penis.
It's very easy to.
You probably do it more than us because you're just like, I could just do it right now.
Yeah.
You could do it here in this
standing
room.
Standing there without
we'd
hands.
Be like, he's just sleeping in the corner over here, but he's really not.
You never know if I'm peeing or not.
Yeah. Must be nice. Okay. The next one's most likely to get arrested for being drunk and disorderly.
Lex. It's Lex.
I'm pretty well behaved these days.
You're...
I don't get disorderly.
You know, you've never gotten disorderly.
In fact, on New Year's, I handle the checks. Yeah. I'm pretty. Disorderly anymore.
I don't think any of us really get disorderly.
No, I'll eat this.
We definitely get the drunk.
I mean, do I? I kind of coast.
Yeah.
I don't really ever get drunk. I just exist. I am mostly alcohol.
You're just filling the tank up.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
It might. Maybe it's me.
It's Jared.
I've been known to get a little
when you
spicy.
Get spicy.
Ah, that's true. Yeah.
Because I don't get spicy. I get really fun.
Yeah, I'm
just
looking for
at Jared.
I'm just looking for attention.
Just that
honestly.
One time I was doing keto.
Yeah.
I got spicy because I was like, give me my burger.
I remember
because
that.
You were starving. Yeah.
So hungry.
To be fair though, I think it's like when people find out that sometimes I get spicy, it might be that same thing where they're like, I was like,
you were so caught off guard. You're like, Lex, it's not gonna happen. Drop it. I was like, Jared turned into a dad.
I can't believe I did that. Because like now I can never imagine.
It was needed.
You weren't mean. You were just like, it's not going to happen until it happens.
I couldn't figure out how to turn on the grill.
He yelled at me.
Oh my God.
I love it. I love it.
I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry too.
But I think maybe that was more so me talking to myself because I've been there and that's what I would say to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
I love it. Okay.
It's hot in here.
Yeah. We're gonna do two more.
Okay.
Most likely to lock themselves out of the house. I feel like that's
done it a million times.
That's 100% of you.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I don't. Yeah.
Nope. Definitely me.
I don't really do that.
Most likely. I think we've done this one, but most likely to die first if you were in a horror film.
Not me.
It's probably me.
I'm pretty scrappy. Like yeah. I think in fight or flight, you guys would be. You and I would make a deadly team.
Yeah.
Well, if you
would sacrifice yourself for her, so you would go first.
But you would know, but this is, he'd also die first because he'd be like the himbo. Like, yeah. He's like, it's like the dumb guy.
I'll go in there. I'm sure there's nothing to worry about.
Yeah. And we're out there being like, this fucking idiot.
You're like, where is he? He's supposed to be getting his drinks.
Yeah.
And he's like,
going to try to fight the ghost.
This reminds me so much of our Oregon Trail conversation, which, by the way, is one of my favorite.
Oh, so good.
Like, you talking about if you have something. Some sort of revenge to exact, then you're going to live all the way to the end. Like,
yeah.
So if someone.
You got to have meaning.
Yes.
You got to find meaning in your suffering.
Yes.
And
so
that's
if somebody
how you survive.
Wrongs you early in this movie, you're going the distance.
Or if you have like an ex to get back at,
mm-hmm.
You'll live longer.
That's right.
So
you'll
fast.
Survive the Oregon Trail.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or a horror movie.
Yep.
That's true.
Got to find meaning.
I'm dead right out of the gate.
Well, we only got through like a third of these, but this is so fun. Maybe we'll keep them going next time.
Okay.
I think so.
But we got to find out some terrible things you people have done next.
Yeah. This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Welcome, firsties. It's time to find out who's been the naughtiest and who's been the nicest.
Naughty.
Here's a secret. No one's been nice. So let's get right to the naughty business.
Hi, besties. So I'm kind of riffing on the worst thing I've ever done because this isn't really the worst thing I've ever done. It's the worst thing that somebody thinks I did. And I still think about this like way too frequently because I am 33 years old and this happened my senior year of high school. So obviously I'm very scarred by this. So I was in a child care study course and I took it my junior year. And if you take it your junior year, you have an option to take like this child study, like this in class child study where you go, how do I describe this, guys? I'm doing poorly. You go across to like the elementary school and you're actually in a classroom. Yeah. So student teaching. Anyway, I was over there. We did one like class with everybody, with the kids. And then we did another class where we do like lesson planning and whatnot. So anyway, so for the lesson plan portion of it, before, you know, we had the kids, the actual teacher walked the kids down to recess and I would like stay in the classroom and wait for her. I was a senior in high school. I was a really, really late bloomer. The only reason I feel comfortable even telling the story is because it's anonymous. But basically, I bloomed really late and I did not get my period until my senior year of high school. So it was very new to me. It was obviously terrifying. And I thought I got my period and I started to panic and I was like, I couldn't tell. So I like kind of lifted my pants out and like just sort of like took a little poughkeepsie, just a little peek down there to see if I got my period. And the teacher walked back in at this exact moment. The teacher walked back in and saw me like weirdly looking down the front of my pants. And I was horrified and didn't want to say, hey, I'm doing that because I don't know if I have my period or not because that's like weird. So I just ignored it and pretended it wasn't happening. But like the horrified look on this woman's face, like she looked disturbed. So I don't know what she thinks that I was doing looking down my pants in a like first grade classroom. There was no kids there, but still. She must have thought that I was like a sicko. And like I had to be in her class with her now for like a couple more months. It was just really awful. And I just always think about it. I always think about what does she think that I was doing looking down my pants? Like what does this woman think of me? Does she still think about it? I don't think she does. Guys, she does not still think about this. But like, do you think she still thinks about it?
So first of all, I'm going to comfort you in the understanding that what we all do alone in our homes is so much worse than this.
Oh my God.
And this teacher, if she's any sort of adult, was like, I have done way weirder than that today. You know? What do you guys do in the bathroom alone? Like, I look in the mirror really close and do all sorts of crazy stuff. Like,
oh yeah.
Everyone is sick. Everyone is gross. Everyone is so weird.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You just happen yep. to like, and you were, listen, I know you were like, oh, I was a senior. That's still a child. She yeah. probably looked at you like, what is this child doing? And yeah. she forgave you probably right away.
Oh, yeah. I mean, weird kids. Kids are doing weird shit literally all the
Seniors,
time.
Seniors, adults.
Is, yeah. And it's, yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah. You give somebody a second of time of themselves.
If you're an adult, at one point you were a kid. This is true.
But the crazy. But what?
What I'm Go saying ahead. Is, that being said, kids are almost invisible to adults. Like, I just dismiss everything that you're doing. I'm like, just dumb like I was.
Yeah.
You're doing something dumb that I probably did.
She wasn't horrified, but she was probably like, that is interesting. Yeah. And I'll forget about it because probably one of her school age children like threw up on her yeah. later that day. And you know, you're cool. That's a very honest, sincere, cute story.
Yeah.
And you know what? You're so lucky. I got my period at 14.
Yeah.
So it's like you got it senior year. I'm just jealous. You didn't even have it yet in this story. You have nothing to be feeling worst about.
No, it wasn't
this
about
is good stuff. You're just, good story.
Yeah, you're just experiencing your youth, you know?
You just had a little wacky, cringy moment. And you know what?
It is a cringy moment.
It's going to follow
fine.
You for probably ever. And
so many.
That's just how it works.
It is the moment that she probably goes to sleep at night and it's like,
I have a few of those.
I can't
yeah.
remember much. Like, I'm very bad at remembering things, same. But there is a library looking archive in my brain of all of the
cringe.
And they're all organized like alphabetically, and like I could just go there and not on purpose and just pick one off the shelf and then
I got a few
freak out about
yeah.
it. And I do
all,
it often.
They all sit there and
so, make your pick.
I don't think you did anything worsty
no.
level.
But I no, do like perfect. The story. Thanks for calling
yeah.
in.
Me too. It's a good story.
Is that all for today?
I think so too.
Okay. You didn't prepare a stanza.
I didn't
you?
Because I knew the superlatives we would get really carried away. But I promise you, next episode, you'll get your stanzas.
All right. Well, until then,
ooh.
We love you guys.
Bye.
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 This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.